Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you would open in the scriptures with me, please, to the book of Psalms, Psalm 124. We begin a few weeks on a subject we're calling God's on My Side. As folks say in Arkansas and Mississippi, He's for you, not again. He's not again you. Yeah, somebody said, what? Fur, people ask, are you fur or again? Are you for or against? Well, He's for you. Amen. In Psalms 124, verse 1, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, that have swallowed us up quick, their wrath was kindled against us, the waters would have overwhelmed us, the stream would have gone over our soul, the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who's not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Is the Lord on your side? Do you believe that? Psalm 118. Back up to that. Psalm 118 and verse 6. 118:6 says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now we're going to get into this more later, I believe. But when you believe this, your fear leaves. Why? Because you know who's with you. And that there's more with you than what's against you. Amen. Greater is He that's in you and with you. When we're full of fear, we're acting like He's not with us. We're not remembering that He's with us. The 23rd Psalm describes this. The Lord is my shepherd. Well, is the shepherd a good shepherd for the sheep or against the sheep? What does the good shepherd do? Verse 2, what does He do? He leads me. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and He leads me beside the still waters. Is that helping you or hurting you? Is He for you?
Yes.
Keep reading. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Keep going. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, what?
I
will fear no evil. Why wouldn't you be afraid? You're in the valley of the shadow of death. Death is around. Darkness is around. In a situation where most people would be afraid. Why aren't you afraid? Why? I will fear no evil. Come on, read your text. Why? For you are with me. Not just with me to watch me as I spiral down the drain, but with me to help me, with me to guide me, with me to feed me, with me to protect me, with me to deliver me. Said out loud, God's with me. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you're aware God is with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Keep reading. Let's read the rest of it. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. But again, you're not afraid. and you're not intimidated into not receiving, even though the enemy is there. The Lord didn't tell you that no enemy is going to be around. You're in this world, and in this world there are evil spirits, there's the curse, there's death, there's people that are not right. It's going to be around. But if you're more aware that He's with you than you are that they're there, you can have peace in the midst of the storm. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. You can live like this the entire span of your life. You don't have to have breakdowns. You don't have to fear and dread and have collapses. You don't. You can know He's with you, and that can be so strong from the time you open your eyes to the time you lay your head on the pillow at night. Yes. And all in between. And no matter what's going on or what the enemy's doing or who's there or what's wrong, you've got this abiding peace and comfort because you know He's here and He's for me. Yes. He's on my side. I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Psalm 118, back to that. 118:7. He had said, verse 6, He said, the Lord's on my side. I'll not fear. What can man do to me? Verse 7, the Lord takes my part with them that help me. Hallelujah. Psalm 54:4. Let's look at a couple of more of these. Psalm 54:4 just says it like this. Behold, God is my helper. Say it out loud. God is my helper. Might have said, I thought I was His helper. Both are true. You're supposed to help Him with what He tells you He wants done. But He's your helper. If we didn't have His help, we wouldn't be much help. God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. And in 56:9. Psalm 56:9. When I cry to you, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. He said, my enemies are going to turn back. Why? Because they got there and realized God was there. And they think, well, we can't, you know, we could take care of this guy, but God. And since God is on His side, they're just going to have to leave. My enemies will turn back. This I know, for God is for me. Say it out loud. God is with me.
God is with me.
God's on my side.
God's on my side.
God is for me.
God is for me.
In the New Testament, we read this in Romans 8 and 26. Romans 8, 26. Excuse me, 31 is where we'll start for time's sake. He said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Now, we know we have an adversary. We've already talked about that somewhat, an enemy that is against us. But what he's saying, who can successfully be against us? And in order, if God's for us, in order for our enemy to be successfully against us, they'd have to overcome him. And that just ain't going to happen. Hallelujah. Go with me, if you would, to the book of Genesis. We were there earlier. Let's go back to the book of Genesis and the 12th chapter. Genesis 12. In verse 1, the Lord is speaking to Abraham. The Lord said to Abram, get you out of your country and from your kindred, and from your father's house unto a land that I will show you. Now we mentioned earlier, reading the scripture about Joseph, that God can prosper you anywhere. I should qualify that. He can prosper you anywhere except in disobedience. The geographic place doesn't matter. And the circumstances won't matter, won't prevent you from being successful and prospering if you're doing what he told you to do. Now, if you're defying him and ignoring him, then if he prospered you and promoted you, he would be confirming your disobedience and rebellion. He would be setting his plan aside and going with yours. He doesn't do that. He's not going to do that. It'd be wrong of him to do that. It would be bad for you and me for him to do that. He said, Abram, get out of your country, from your kindred, from your father's house, to a land, to a place I'm going to show you. You see this repeatedly. The Lord will tell you to get out of something and away from something. And if he does, if you say, well, I'm just going to use my faith and stay here and believe for it to be good anyway, it's not going to be. Because it's not that you're just in the wrong place physically. You're in a wrong place called disobedience. In a place called rebelling. So Abram had to obey. And notice what he said. Get out from your country, your kindred, your father's house. Verse 2. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Now, this is a big part of what we call the blessing of Abraham. It's talked about in Galatians. It's talked about in other places, Romans. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. You know, you can't be a blessing unless you are blessed. Such as you have, that's what you give. You can't give what you don't have. Whether it's knowledge, faith, love, money, stuff, whatever, support. Such as you have, that's what you give. The more you have, the more you can give. Which is one of the reasons why the Lord is pleased when you prosper. More ability. I'll make of you a great nation. I will bless you. I'll make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And read the next verse. I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that curses you. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me